Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting second, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jody Reed. Batting ninth, the first baseman, Pat Dodson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Sellers. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Greenwell takes first base on ball four. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Burks reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Greenwell moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Rice reaches second base with a double. Greenwell scores. Burks scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dodson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Dodson moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Sellers. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Allenson moves to third. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a line drive beyond third. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Allenson scores. Franco moves to third. Upshaw moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Bob Stanley now pitching. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gedman fires to first and picks off Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Upshaw. Rice moves to third. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dodson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to second. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Dodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Buddy Black now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Greenwell steals second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dodson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dodson takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gettman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Gettman moves to second. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dodson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington is hit by the pitch. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. John Perlman now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Greenwell scores. Burks moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burks moves to third. Rice moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gedman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field. Greenwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Greenwell. Franco scores. Kittle moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Snyder moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Lee Smith now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dodson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dodson hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball for an out. Washington moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearlman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.